You saw it rise from its grave.
You can't leave, Charlie.
I'm running out.
I won't let you go out here and endanger yourself.
You know who's really gonna scare you? You know mine exactly. Best friends and brother for life.
I set the world on fire.
Folks, welcome back to Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie C. And if you have been listening, you know that Amarillo is under siege by an army of bees and zombies. Now, when the bees sting the people, these people seem to turn into zombies, right? Who are under the control of this master person. And this master is controlling them, telling them what to do, using my radio frequencies, using my tower. He's hijacked my signal, and he's using it to control the minds of these people. I'm using it for good. He's using it for evil. Now, it seems like he's using a lower frequency that is not interrupting my broadcast. That's what that's what I'm finding. But nonetheless, he is able to control the zombies and the bees. Now, at this point in the show, we would usually get into the weather. We're not going to get into the weather because we don't have a weather recorded. Our weatherman is currently in the sewers of Amarillo with animal expert Gidget Larson. And what they're doing is trying to track down the source of this mind-controlling signal. Okay? I've equipped them with a few radio tools to fight the powers of evil. I've given them a signal tracker that will allow them to locate the source of this. Now, if they find that, what they do is they need to follow the blinking light on the tracker, and it will eventually, it's designed to lead them to the source of this signal, the equipment that is sending out the signal. I've also equipped them with a receiver so that I can tune in and hear updates about their investigation, hear what's going on down in the sewers of Amarillo. Now, they were able to get down in the sewers of Amarillo through this emergency hatch that I have in the radio station. But, you know, without further ado, let's try to tune in. When we last left them, they were jumping down a poopy waterfall in the sewer. So I don't know if they're dead. I don't know if they're alive. I don't know if they've drowned. We've found mole men. That's another important. I mean, mole men, a race of mole men in the sewers of Amarillo. I don't think anyone expected that. I don't know when the last time was someone was brave enough to go down into the sewers, but these guys did, and they found a race of mole men. I mean, we'll have to update continue on that in the future if we survive. But really astonishing stuff going on right now. What I'm going to do is try to connect with them down in the sewer of Amarillo. If you'll bear with me, I'm going to try to hook up with their receiver.
It's only the beginning. The master survives. And you will be the instrument of mankind's true destruction. They have forsaken me. And in doing so,
we actually made it away from those hideous mole men.
Come on,
we got you. Hold on, take my arm. Take it.
Congratulations, good. You made it all of that. God, full of life.
We made it.
I didn't think we'd make it here.
Oh, look at this suit. It's just full of disgusting.
And vomit. And
wipe that off of you. God, this is hideous. Will this hell ever end?
It's not fun. Charlie, see.
God, okay. We gotta keep moving forward.
We gotta keep moving.
Do we have the? We should probably go to.
All we've got is that your receiver, and that's about all we've got. I've got my boomerang.
Charlie, if you hear us, we made it down this waterfall.
We're still alive, Charlie.
Yeah. We're still alive and we're still in the sewer, but...
Peter and I are going to forge on. We're going to forge
We've got to find this source.
Yes. All right.
Let's go. With this stuff talk, let's keep going.
Okay.
All right. Wait. Hold on.
Do you hear that? What is it?
There's some movement behind you. Hold on. Shh.
Stay still.
Wait.
Stay very still.
It's okay. It's nothing. Nothing. Wait. It's something.
It's all
it's behind you.
It's
behind you. Get it. Come on. What other hideous things are down in a sewer, Gidget?
It looks like a...
Dear God in heaven.
Octopus bread with some kind of rat man or something. All right, I'm going to go on.
What fresh hell is this? Oh, dear God. This place is hideous. It smells. It's full of this hideous creatures. I wish I was back in the...
Remember, everyone's stung up top. Yeah, we've got to save them.
We've got to keep on point.
We've got to shut down this signal that's controlling their minds and controlling the minds of those zombies.
Wait. All right. There's something down there.
Where?
I can barely see it. You see, it's just it's faint.
There's a light.
Is that a light?
There's a light down there.
Let me get out of the signal. This is a sewer.
Let me get out the signal tracker.
Okay, get that.
It's blinking. It's blinking in the direction of the light. Okay. Charlie, if you can hear us up there...
We're here.
We're going towards this light that seems to be the source of this signal that's controlling the zombies and controlling those people outside.
It's obviously not organic, Charlie. It's some form of man-made light.
Yes. We don't know what it is. But let's keep going.
All right.
Right in that direction.
It's getting a little bit brighter.
Do you have any weapons?
Let me check. I lost everything in that fall.
All right, all I've got is my boomerang, okay?
Son of a...
Get your fist ready. We may have to go in there with guns blazing. Okay?
We don't have any gun, but we'll use fists and use
point.
That source.
Good point. With boomerangs swinging.
Whatever we have.
Fist line, boomerangs
flying. All right, okay.
Don't be afraid, okay?
Okay, we're not afraid. I'm not. All right. I've seen worse things.
The light is getting bigger. We're going...
It is.
There's something down here.
There's something mysterious and I can't figure it out.
Charlie, what we're looking at right now.
What is that?
Is a giant metal doorway.
Something was obviously made by mankind sometime a long time ago because this does not look like a new door.
This is old. Yes. And I don't know if we're supposed to be down here. I get a feeling we're not meant to see this. But Charlie,
this
here we
secretive.
Are. Here we are. And there's something written on it.
It looks faded.
I can't read it.
Let me brush it aside with my glove. Hold on.
I'm illiterate.
I can read it. See, it says... Government Research Bunker 29. In all my years, I don't understand what that is. I've never even heard of that.
Research Bunker 29?
I never knew of...
It's opening!
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
The door is opening.
Something obviously is opening from the other side, Charlie. Step back.
Welcome to United States Special Governmental Research Bunker 29.
The instrument of mankind's true destruction. They have forsaken me, and in doing so.
Folks, welcome back. I'm Sam Regular, host Charlie C, and I'm currently fighting for my life right now. I don't know if you'll hear back from me, but listen, they know how to use weapons. They're using an axe on my door as we speak, and they're chopping down the freaking door, and they're letting the bees in. I don't know how long I'll be able to hold them off. Get back! Ow! Oh! Ah! Alright, folks, I've been stung. We're gonna get into a music break right now. And this might be the last music break of the show. It's Brian Johnson and the Acquitted, a local band right here in town. If we survive, you may be able to hear them this weekend at Kilroy's Bar and Grill. I don't know if the concert's still on. But anyway, Brian Johnson, the Acquitted. Ow! Ow! Oh, God. I don't know. This might be the last of me. The Wasteland Radio. Wasteland Radio.
Heard you calling me out across the oil fields, over the desert and the gas sticking up from the ground. I turned the dial and I strained to find direction, searching for that almighty sound.
Gunrunners, who are the Gunrunners? What are they about? What do they sell? Don't they sell reliable munitions?
Where are the Gunrunners?
I heard they got unbeatable prices.
Who are the Gunrunners?
Word is, they take what you offer.
Gunrunners who?
Are they the guys with the trusty rounds?
Where are the Gunrunners?
A no-dud guarantee?
You can count on the Gunrunners. That's what I heard.
Who are the Gunrunners? Ain't you heard yet? We're the Gunrunners, and we manufacture and stock high-quality arms and ammunition you can depend on. You don't believe me? Well, say it to my face when you visit the Gunrunners in Oil City. Ask around, you ignorant wasteoid.
Welcome back to Wasteland Radio. I am your host, Charlie C. Praise be to the Master. I am here with Jill McKay, owner of Jill's General Store and mayor of Amarillo. Praise be the Master, Jill McKay.
Praise be the Master, Charlie. I am not the owner of my store. It is the Master's store now.
My mistake. I apologize to the greatness that is the Master. His eminence is preceded only by his genius and his worshipfulness. We love him, do we not, Jill McKay?
We do love him, Charlie.
We await the glorious day when he will command us.
I not know what he looks like, but I picture him to be quite handsome.
Yes, perfectly so. He will command us to destroy the human race. But now, first, let us connect with the final obstacles in the way of mankind's true destruction. Peter Von Jensen and Gidget Larson will either be made to follow the Master, will they not?
They must follow the Master.
Or they will die.
They will die.
They must die. The Master's plan must be completed. The Master's plan must be completed.
The Master's plan must be completed.
The beginning.
The Master's plan must be completed. The Master's plan must be completed.
And you will be the instrument of mankind's true destruction. They have forsaken me, and in doing so,
okay, Gidget, before we go, we need to proceed with caution. This is very important. Okay. We must stay alive.
You know more about this. I know about the sewers in the wasteland, but this is some kind of high-tech craziness.
Just follow me here.
All right, we're in a long corridor, Charlie.
It's metal corridors. It's making a lot of echoing noises when we walk.
What's this? There's like a kiosk or something? What is this thing?
There's a strange contraption here.
Here, let me touch the screen.
Welcome to United States Special Governmental Research Bunker 29.
Wait a minute, there's that voice again.
Of service.
Okay. Wait, all right.
Gidget.
Where is she coming from?
All right, hold on. You know what?
I'm confused.
I'm going to take the lead on this one since I've been in governmental, military affairs, and in the space program.
You're the space man.
Artificial intelligence. This is Peter Von Jensen, along with my colleague Gidget Larson.
Hello.
We have some questions for you. We demand to know, first of all, what is this place we've come upon?
Your facial pattern is puzzled. Allow me to explain. The GRB initiative signed into law in 2057 established a network of underground facilities that became home to our nation's sharpest scientific minds. You are located in one of five facilities within Texas State. Following a lengthy clandestine construction operation, Research Bunker 29 became operational in November of 2061. Located directly below Amarillo Airport, it housed a team of 20 scientists and research engineers who forged ahead in communication technology.
I don't understand. Okay, so you tell us what it is, and there's other places, but what exactly type of research went on down here?
What goes on in this bunker?
What did they do?
Research that took place at this particular facility led to advancements in military intelligence gathering and communication. Dr. Reinholm's discovery of low-frequency FM brain transmissions allowed our boys on the front line to communicate without speech across the field of battle, as well as command the surrender of enemy forces through telepathic signals.
Okay. Wait a minute.
FM signals, that's like a radio transmission, am I right?
Charlie in the station.
Telepathically, that sounds like...
It's got to be the station.
It sounds like the mind-controlling waves that are being used to control the people of Amarillo and the beat.
That's exactly what they're doing. Who?
Someone is down here.
She said the name. What's his name?
Reinholm.
Something like that.
Dr. Reinholm is deceased.
If Reinholm's dead, then who's down here in this base?
Who is this doctor?
All personnel designated to this facility are currently deceased.
Now, you say that like they can be brought back to life.
Their brains have been stored. Unfortunately, the facility lacks the proper technology for cybernetic regeneration.
You know what? That's it. We've had it. We demand to know answers.
Where is the... Who's down here?
Take us to that man, or we will come down with you with more force.
Listen, he was a German fellow. He had a funny accent, and he liked bees. He loves bees, and he loves being in control.
Yes, exactly.
What is his name? Who is he? Where is he? We want to talk to him right now.
Please lower your heart rate. I was not aware you were here for my son. Please wait while I contact him.
What are we waiting for?
Son, your friends are here. Their names are...
This is Peter von Jensen, along with my colleague Gidget Larson.
Greetings, my friends. Mother, I have a correction. These aren't my friends, really. Mother, these are trespassers.
Trespassers?
And unfortunately, von Jensen and Larson, our visit will be just as short as our greeting. Mother, see them out.
Hands on you.
They've infiltrated this base. I want them around here no longer.
Initiate lockdown of bunker. Intruders must die. Lockdown doorways. Lockdown doors.
It's senseless. Let's get out of here. We've got to keep moving forward. We can't go back.
All right,
detecting intruders.
We've got to get through this door.
Move.
It's
keep
closing.
Moving.
It's
go,
closing.
Go.
Come on. Slide under.
I fell.
Come on. Grab my boomerang.
Okay. Thank you, Gidget.
Initiate machine gun turret.
What's that? What's a turret? What's a machine gun turret?
Wait. There's
something in the
ceiling. It's a weapon. Who's the weapon?
Look out!
Jump behind the desk! There's bullets for him! There's bullets! Look out!
Kill him.
He won't stop!
Right, listen.
This is endless bullets!
Peter.
Listen.
Alright, we've got to... I've got the boomerang.
Okay,
I know how to use it.
Right, okay.
I don't know if you see where I'm going with this one.
I don't.
Protect
we
my
have to
son.
Stay here.
Protect
well,
my son.
I think what we're going to need to do... You're going to have to draw its fire.
Are you crazy? You want me to run up from under this desk?
Yes.
It's insane.
I want you to run out from under the desk and draw its fire, and I'll hit it with the boomerang.
I'd rather go back
ready?
To the door.
Are you ready?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Move away.
Okay. All right, fine.
Good God, good shot, man.
Yeah, fancy feet work on your behalf there. All right, come on. Let's go. Let's go down this stairwell right here.
It's spiral strangely.
Yeah, probably not any traps
right,
up ahead.
You
it's a stairwell.
Lead the way, Gidget. Put my leg on that
kill
one.
Them.
Wait, hold on. Just be careful. Don't...
There's like a panel on here.
Don't
like
just
a
be
movie?
Careful to, not
you
to move too quickly. What?
What's that sound?
They're starts firing, but
okay.
They starts firing. They're all.
Run
keep going.
Stairs.
Keep going.
Run. There's starts. They're
all firing from all directions!
Okay.
We're right. Coming to the bottom of the steps! We gotta have to get this. Landed!
Alright.
Good lord!
Get off my kidney,
good
please.
Good God, will this ever
your
stop?
Your foot's in my kidney. Brother. Okay. Alright.
This is insane, I'd rather go back.
Look at this door.
Wait a minute, what?
The door. Alright.
God.
Charlie, I don't know if you could hear us, but on this metal door in front of us, it's painted. What does it say?
It says, "Dear God." It doesn't. It says, "Beehive." We found it, I think.
All right.
We found the source.
Well, how do we open it?
I just don't. Wait, going up to the. Don't touch it. Whatever you do.
Access
denied. You shouldn't have touched that.
Access denied.
I told you to be cautious.
You must answer these three questions in order to pass. Why did the bee go to the dermatologist?
It's a joke. Right, okay, fire
jokes
away.
Jokes to open a door? This is ridiculous.
Fire away.
Why did the bee go
minute.
To the dermatologist?
This is ridiculous. Okay, so...
Some type of... dermatologist?
Is he the skin doctor?
Skin doctor.
Which
why
everybody
would
needs
go
one.
Go to a skin
wait,
doctor?
Think of what...
For a rash?
What they live in. You know what bees live in. Yeah.
What?
Because it had hives.
You are correct.
Ah, good answer. Oh, God. Good answer. Good answer.
Right, okay, we got
one. All right. Ha, come ha, on. Ha. Next one.
Question two. What is a bee's favorite body part?
I think even if you don't know
favorite
anything about
body
this,
part.
I think you might know this.
Favorite.
Think of it. Think of a...
I think of
you have it?
Bees.
Did you have it? It could be ankles or shoulders.
The bee's knee.
Yes! Good job! Good job!
You are correct.
All right, last question.
Question three. What do bees use to do their hair?
We're getting good at this.
What do bees use to do their hair?
Oh, this is an easy one. I don't even need to consult on this one.
Go
That's
for
easy.
It.
Okay. They use a honeycomb.
Ha ha ha. Brilliant answer.
Right.
But very wrong. It was beeswax. Now I release the gas and you die.
Come on, his was funnier. His
wait a minute.
Funny.
Oh, come on now. You just... the room is filling with...
The beginning. The master survives. And you will be the instrument of mankind's true destruction. They have forsaken me, and in doing so.
Welcome back to Master Radio. I am your host, Charlie C. Praise the Master. And I am joined by lovely guest here in the studio, Jill McKay, Mayor of Amarillo. Hello, Jill. Praise the Master.
Praise the Master, Charlie.
The Master surely is great, Jill, is he not?
The Master is more lovely than I.
He is beautiful, and his plan is perfect.
The Master has no faults.
The Master has no faults. Let us speak of Peter Von Jensen and Gidget Larson, the obstacles to the Master's perfect plan. Hopefully, they are dead now, destroyed by the gas. What do you say?
Hopefully, they have learned their lesson from disturbing the Master.
You do not stand in the way of the Master. Correct.
That is very correct, Charlie.
Praise the Master. Praise be the Master. Now we are going to get into a segment called Doctor's Thoughts, a very special Master-themed Doctor's Thoughts. And we will take a music break. Hank Williams, No No Joe. But first, Doctor's Thoughts. Praise the Master.
Praise the Master, Charlie.
I'm Dr. Oki.
And I'm Dr. Tazcam.
And this is
Master's Thoughts. We have an interesting show this week, don't you think, Oki?
Well, yes, we do. We started getting letters from our fans after just one segment.
It's great to know that people are already on board with our advice.
It is. Rate us. Do the honor.
Go ahead and open that one for me.
There you go.
Okay, this is from a letter from someone not too far away. She says, Dear Okies, Doctors Oki and Tazcam.
That's us.
My husband is a loving man. He's considerate and sensitive, yet very strong and brave. That's good qualities.
Of course.
He works hard on caravan details when he can, but lately his back pain keeps him closer to home more often than not. Mm. See a problem already, babe.
Yeah.
I love him so much, and I want him to feel the same way, but lately, you see, it all started when the Master came into our lives. I was the first to get stung, and a few minutes later, he got the sting, too.
So they both been stung.
They both got the sting.
Good for them. A happy couple.
They both got stung. Now I love the Master, and I know he knows the right way to destroy humanity. Isn't that sweet?
He does.
That's beautiful.
And that's something I want to say that's important. The Master does know the path to destroy humanity. And we're filthy creatures. I'll be the first to admit it. I can't wait till we'll destroy it.
We are. And hold that thought. You understand your passion?
Oh,
Let me just finish this letter.
Letter.
I love your advice. That's great, she says. And I'm glad he's my supreme guide. That's awesome.
Yes.
And while my husband says and does all the right things, I just don't think he has the devotion to the Master that I do. Getting on something here, right? Just a little while ago, he asked me if maybe the Master could be wrong about some things.
Wrong about some
things? I didn't know
what
to say. What should I do, doctors? I'm worried, and Master, we trust, devoted wife. Very devoted, but you see,
devoted wife.
The husband, not so devoted, so we
not
already
devoted
have a problem.
To the master. We've got a problem in this
we
relationship.
We have a huge
Taskam.
Little commitment, you know, a weighted little bit.
When you've got one devoted member of a relationship, and the other one's questioning the master, saying, can he do wrong? First of all, you got to get those thoughts out of your head. The master knows all, he rules all, he is the perfect embodiment of the plan to destroy humanity. Am I right?
You are right. He must destroy humanity. We must continue to follow his leading.
Follow his leading.
Follow
exactly.
His leading.
Follow his leading.
But you know, you can only serve one master. You can't serve two masters.
Lost my train of thought
and
there.
She's serving the right master. The master who is leading us into
he's
all destruction.
He's serving the wrong master.
Yes.
That's the thing.
She, complete devotion to thee.
To thee,
not
master.
Just a, not just one,
the
one and
master.
All.
The one who was kind enough to sting us with mind controlling
beats. You
know,
I could never have asked for a better gift
and
than to sting myself.
Here's the thing. The ones that don't haven't been stung or maybe they're questioning, they say, well, how can we think rationally when our minds have been controlled by beats?
Yeah, I understand.
Well, I understand that argument, I guess, but a mind is a mind, and it's a terrible thing to waste it not heeding the words of the master.
I can understand her concern.
So what are our final thoughts on this one, Dr.
Well,
Taskam?
I have some very deep thoughts on this one, and you know, the guy was complaining about the sting, right? And she said, well, it's just a little prick. So, anyway, I lost my train of thought. Can you just kind of
finish? Are you making a sexual innuendo? Let's get to the final point.
I'm very sorry.
You're a wisecracker.
I'm a wisecracker, but you know what?
Here's
the more
what
important thing is about
do.
The master. Go ahead. I'll take your lead.
She needs to turn him in to the authorities, have him executed, because he is not a believer in the master.
Execution is the only way forward in this matter.
Destroy humanity.
Master must be obeyed, and consequences must be followed.
All right, of course. He needs to be dealt with quickly.
And expeditiously.
He's a heretic, and he needs to be dealt with. Devoted wife, you call yourself? You need to be more devoted to the master than your own selfish husband.
Because the master will never let you down. Your husband will let you down like
exactly.
He already has.
Exactly.
Master,
exactly.
Complete commitment by the master. And more importantly, you commitment to the master.
And that's our thoughts, or the master's thoughts.
I'm Dr. Taskam.
And I'm Dr. Oki. And this
is
Master's
Thoughts.
Now look here, Joe, quit acting smart. Stop being that old brazen sort. Don't you go sell this country short. No, no, Joe. Just because you think you found a system that we know ain't sound, don't you go throwing your weight around. No, no, Joe. Cause the Kaiser tried it and Hitler tried it, Mussolini tried it too. Now they're all sitting around the fire, and did you know something? They saving a place for you. Now, Joe, you ought to get it clear. You can't push folks around with fear. Cause we don't scare easy over here. No, no, Joe. You do the things you do, you getting folks mad at you. Don't bite off more than you can chew. No, no, Joe. Cause you want a scrap that you can't win. You don't know what you're getting in. Don't go around leading with your chin. No, no, Joe. Now you got tanks, some fair-sized tanks, but you're acting like a clown. Cause man, we got Yanks, the mess of Yanks, and you might get caught with your tanks down. Don't go throwing out your chest. You'll pop the buttons off your vest. You're playing with a hornet's nest. No, no, Joe. you think you're somebody we should dread just because you're seeing red. You better get that foolishness out of your head. No, no, Joe. Now, you might be itching for a fight. Quit bragging about how your bear can bite, because you're sitting on a keg of dynamite. No, no, Joe.
Come to Madame Boor's house of pleasure. I have a many pretty girls here, and they give you good price for good pleasure. You no regret your stay with my ladies. We have a skinny girls, fat girls, old girls, freaky girls, freakish girls. And if you like a leggy girls, we even have a one with extra leg. But remember, you touch it, you buy it at hourly rate. So visit me, Madame Bull, and make your house of pleasure your destination for desire. Find us at intersection of Fillmore and 6th Avenue in New Amarillo.
This is Spigar, and you're listening to Wasteland Radio. And hey, it's better than nothing.
The instrument of mankind's true destruction. They have forsaken me, and in doing so,
get it. You gotta do something about this gas. Take out your boomerang and hit that power source.
The boomerang, okay.
Hit
the panel?
Hit the panel!
Boomerang! Alright, come on, mate. Under the door. Come on, it's open. Come on. Come on. Hit the... Close it behind us, alright. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Asthma? Are you an asthmatic? Alright, okay, sit, just chill out, take a break. Alright, listen, we're in the beehive. Okay, Charlie, if you can hear us, we're in the beehive now. This is the belly of the beast right here. I have a feeling we're very close to whoever is sending out this signal, or whoever is sending out this signal. Charlie, I'm not alone. There's a man standing up on this panel here. He's looking right at me. I'm going to try to communicate with him. Hello!
You have made it through. I figured you would find me eventually.
Yeah, now thanks to you we made
Stop.
It through.
Do not hurt him. Leave him
no,
alone.
No, it's okay.
Who are you?
Do not hurt him. He is a good boy. He is a good boy.
It's okay, Mother.
I recognize your voice.
Yes. I am, as everyone knows me, as the Master. The Master. Anything you'd like to know, I will tell you.
What are you doing down here? Why are
Hush!
You... Why are you sending you... some signal?
I will
Who
tell
are you,
you
and
Hush!
What are you doing here?
I will tell you my story, my friend.
You look like a lunatic.
Oh, sticks and stones.
They'll break your bones.
I was down here as a little boy, 8 years old. With a team of genius people conducting research on a very important project. But one by one, they started dying off strangely.
Are you talking about the researchers?
I'm talking about the people I've known as my family. You may know them as the researchers. But...
Who are you? You're not one of these researchers.
I am the son of Reimhold.
Okay.
Hush, while I continue my story.
All right, okay. You
known as Gidget, and you, your mute friend. So, my family, my research family, doing incredible work. And then, strangely, not from disease or age, they decided dying off one by one.
How?
One
crushed under a doorway.
Crushed under a
doorway? Another hit by darts in the chest from where you pushed the button with your stupid foot. Those darts...
Don't you make fun of my foot. That's my favorite foot.
Others killed by the gaseous vapors that now silence your stupid friend.
They were killed by this bunker.
One by one, strangely, they died off. Last but not least was not a human, but my pretty cat, Brussels Sprout. And he lasted not very long. And here I've been, decades since, down here, stuck. And this has been my life. I wanted to kill myself. I wouldn't want to go on.
Well, why didn't you just kill yourself and do us a favor?
My mother. God bless her.
Your
mother? If there is a God. Told me I must carry on my father's legacy. So I picked up his research. Continued to do what he was doing before he died. And here I am. To this day. Doing this research.
But why are you using this research to control bees and sting people and then control them?
I must. As I said to you, because I hate humans. Destroy more than humans, but humanity itself.
Why do you hate humanity?
I've been abandoned. I've been left to dying to rot in this stinking, ugly cave. This is the only place I know.
Brother, you said your mother. Who is your mother?
I am not. If you drag me, I'm not going to go up there.
Is your mother the computer that's controlling this place?
Oh, that is just a voice. She is here.
Where?
Let me show you.
Okay.
Come with me.
All right.
And your dumb friend, he can come too.
Okay.
See this chamber here?
It's like a big metal coffin, yes.
It's what's in it, my friend.
What is
it? What is the most important... Shut up! See?
That's not your mother. That's just a robot.
What? You've insulted my mother. I'm going to kill you. Kill you for what you said about her.
All right. Okay, settle down,
I'll destroy you.
All right,
I never should have allowed you to come in here.
Your mother's
in the first place.
All right.
Never should have. I'm going to kill you.
We can pretend your mother's a robot.
What?
Just don't do anything. Come here.
Come on.
Von
what
Jensen,
are you going
Von
to
Jensen,
do?
Von Jensen, get it. Just hold it. Von Jensen, grab him.
What are you doing?
Him.
What are you doing? Get away from me!
Get him! Alright, come on! What are you doing? Come on, buddy. He's got a lethal punch.
Stop! You're going to die in this place!
That's it.
No.
I'm taking my boomerang out. I'm going to shut this place down.
No!
Where's the power source?
I've got to protect it! No! You're not going to
live
here!
Get out of the way!
No.
I'm going to destroy the power source with my boomerang!
You will never shut this place down! It'll be here forever!
Fine.
Forever! Longer
Fine.
Than you!
I'm
going to
shut
all
you
of
down!
You.
And I'm going to shut this place
you
down!
You will not shut this place down!
He's cooking in it. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Von Jensen, buddy. Alright, the beekeeper's dead. Are you okay? The dead gas really did a number on you.
I'm getting back. It's okay. I can't believe the work you've done with this.
Phil, you human.
But she's
you killed my son.
What is that?
My son.
She's coming out.
You killed him.
Stay back. Don't.
I don't even
my
think your boomerang can do anything
my
this time.
Boy.
Oh, yes, it can.
I will punish you all. My arm is
you cut its arm off.
All right.
You ripped my arm off with your boomerang.
It's running away.
Yeah, we've scared her off. She knows
I'll get you one day. You
human. Yeah, I dare you.
Can't believe it.
I dare you.
I will punish
Come
you.
Come on, Hutchinson. Let's go.
Punish.
Let's get back up to the surface.
Let's get out of
She's
here.
She's not a bother now.
Where do we tell Charlie C. what we just found?
This is... We saved him, though.
We saved humanity.
The pipe's been shut down. Master Radio!
Obey the... No! Don't obey the Master! Obey the Master! No! The Master is evil! Master's perfect!
Folk, is this on? Folks, if you're listening, you can hear me, residents of, I don't know. I think I was sleeping. Or I was drinking. I was passed out or something. I've made a mess of the recording booth. I've been stung. I was stung by bees. It hurts. And the recording booth is a mess. And, But anyway, I'm Charlie C, and someone chopped down my door. I need to fix my door. I'm Charlie C, and I gotta get a new door. We'll catch you next time. Wasteland Radio.
It's a walkie-talkie. Charlie C.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me up there? What have you done? Why have you forsaken me? I am piss-stained. I am piss-stained. What's that? Who's there? Who goes there? Who cares? No, stay away. Stay away. What are you? What are you? See, don't hurt me.